The sun is birthed from the darkness every day and every season. Historically, the celebrations around the solstice are about celebrating the return of the light.
That's Andy Rasmussen, a certified Kundalini yoga and meditation teacher. In Western culture, the shortest day of the year is marked, but not necessarily celebrated. With the popularity of yoga in the West growing, more and more people are looking to the solstice as an early version of New Year's Day, a time to set goals and intentions for the coming year, according to Jennifer Seiner, who has practiced yoga for 20 years and has taught for 15.
Often when you think of a New Year's resolution, it's something you want to change about yourself. But in the yogic world, when you set an intention, or a sankalpa is what it's called, you're affirming something that already exists. So for example, I am whole, or I am perfect, or I am healed. And it's a really different way of thinking about what it means to move into the new year.
Chantel Gerfin, the owner of Transcend Yoga Studio in Logan, said the solstice has always been celebrated in the yoga world. Her studio has at least one class that focuses on the solstice every year, but she also tries to offer something special to deepen the practice, like a gong sound bath and kundalini practice led by Rasmussen. Rasmussen says while the popularity of these practices in the West is relatively new, many cultures have gravitated towards celebrating this time of year for thousands of years.
There's always a celebration around it, and winter solstice is traditionally a time of real celebration, like lightness of spirit, corresponding to the returning light. And that corresponds obviously with the Christian tradition that's moved to the solstice season now of Christmas, Hanukkah, which is the festival of lights, right? It's all the same thing.
Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.